You know, in some ways, I envy the United States court system, and in some ways, I sit back and scratch my head and try to figure it out. A woman, you've heard this story, it's out of San Antonio, charged with murdering her 3.5-week-old son and allegedly using a knife and 2 swords to dismember the child, and later on, allegedly she ate parts of his body, including his brain, before stabbing herself in the torso and slicing her own throat. Again, Audie Sanchez, 33, is charged with capital murder in the death of her infant son, Scott Wesley Buckhole Sanchez. The mother is recovering from her wounds in hospital, and she's being held on $1 million bail. she's being held on $1 million bail. I'm going to repeat that again. Why is there any bail? Yes, she's innocent until proven guilty. Drew Peterson is in jail, charged with allegedly killing his wife, and is being held on $20 million bail. And I understand being able to, the bail system, and be able to come up with the money. But someone who's alleged to be doing this should be, first of all, committed into a mental institution, assessed to see, first of all, if they're able to stand trial, and how the court system in Texas there can even post or have $1 million bail on her is beyond me. This lady needs to be incarcerated somewhere for a very long time, whether it's a mental facility or a jail. But having $1 million bail for someone like this is beyond me. Am I saying that Drew Peterson should be out on bail? No, of course not. I'm saying that if he's in on $20 million, this lady, this Sanchez should be, Audie Sanchez should be in on $100 million bail. You don't cut up your 3.5-week-old son and then eat him for dinner. That's just something I can't figure out. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.